أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم. After all the explanations that have come before, that all the harms of interest and all the good and the virtues of spending in the path of Allah, Allah contrasts the two. After all the explanations, finally Allah Ta'ala says, يَمْحَكُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى. مِتَاتَ هِي Allah سُودْ كُ. Allah destroys interest. Interest which is haram, and all haram Allah Ta'ala destroys it. This is explained that whatever is acquired through interest, then in this world it gets destroyed. And if not here, there is no doubt in the akhirah, the punishment awaits a person. Interest and all haram is such, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, a person came to him and complained and said that I had haram money, crooks came and they robbed me of it. Mufti Sahib said, you should make shukr. The haram is such that it doesn't only the haram goes away, it takes the halal also with it. Especially when haram is mixed with the halal. And when the haram attracts destruction. And when it is taken, how many robberies we find all that. We have to check ourselves whether we did not have haram money in that. That these robberies take place. How many of our deals go sour? How many of our transactions we lose out so much? We should say, check how much haram there is in it. Then Mufti Sahib told him, you should make shukr. This haram is such that not only does it take the halal with it, but it will cause your life also to go. They will kill you also. Because of that haram, all this harm comes. So this is this haram, whether it's interest, whether it's bribery, whether it's obtained from any other source. So it gets destroyed in this way. And the halal on the other side, Allah Ta'ala increases it. What we have got of halal, that is protected also. You don't have to worry much of protecting it. You don't need a safe also. The halal is such, it protects itself. Halal doesn't go anywhere. And the halal, you won't spend it in wrong places also. Wasteful holidays, extravagances, all fashions, etc. Halal won't get spent in the wrong places. And the haram gets spent in all the haram, the places also. So that is the haram. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that interest is destroyed, haram is destroyed. The meaning of that is whatever you do with haram money, it is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Your zakat which you give, your charity which you give, you go out in the path of Allah, you build a masjid, you give in the masjid, what is of haram is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And the halal on the other side, it might be just a little bit that you give. It comes in the hadith that a person gives one khajur in the path of Allah, one date which is of halal, Allah Ta'ala increases it until it comes like the Mount of Uhud. So much Allah Ta'ala increases it. So even if it is a little bit of halal, Allah Ta'ala increases it tremendously. So haram is destroyed, there is only destruction in it. And in sadaqah, which is of halal, there is great, great goodness that Allah Ta'ala puts in there. This the haram interest or any other type of haram, it is like a person has got 1,000 rand of halal, and that will be like itar and like rose water, wonderful it is. And another person made out of his haram 1,000 by interest, by bribery, by haram ways, he made it into 10,000. That will be like urine. So whether you have one small bottle of ether and you have a little bit of rose water, it might be just a little, but that is far superior than having 1,000 liters of urine. Nobody will be happy I got so much urine. But unfortunately today, most of us are living with the bank's money, with interest money, and it looks like we are living it up, and we are happy we're living it up. Another person might be living a simple life, but his life is like ether. It's like rose water. It is valuable. And our lives with all the interest in it is like urine all the time. Another beautiful example Ulama have given, that when a person has halal, then that is like a doctor gave you a laxative to have. You had laxative, you ran so many times to the toilet. Now the weakness is apparent on your face, on your body. You are looking very weak. But what has happened? All the dirt is gone out. With the laxative, your blood that was had all poison in it. All that is gone out. Now outwardly you look weak. And a person who takes haram, interest or whatever type of haram, it is like he has got lumps on his body. His body looks big, like he's got muscles. But a doctor, people see it, this man, mashallah, his body is big, very healthy body, he's got muscles. He's a superman, he's got a lot of muscles. But the doctor sees it and he realizes these are no muscles, they are lumps on his body. And this is a message of his death, that these lumps are cancerous and they are going to kill him. So outwardly, the sadaqah might look like it has brought you down, you are weak, but that is good for you. And the interest in the haram, outwardly it looks like you have put on a lot of muscle, but they are lumps which are cancerous, and they are going to take you to the qabr. Therefore, we must be, what Allah Ta'ala has declared is the absolute. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ riba. Allah mitata hai sood ko. In any case, Allah Ta'ala destroys interest. وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَات. Or, barhata hai khairat. And charity which is given from halal sources, Allah increases it all the time. Even it can be a little bit, but it increases all the time. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ كَفَّارٍ أَثِيمٍ. Or Allah khush nahi, kisi nashukar gunahgar se. And Allah Ta'ala is not happy with those people who are disobedient to Him, and those people who break His laws and are unthankful to Him. Those people who go for outward things, just like that person with the interest in that which are like lumps on his body. And he thinks it's muscles that he have got. And we are driving beautiful, wonderful, expensive cars. We are living in beautiful homes, having wonderful food. But if it is all of interest, it is like urine and stool that we are having. And of halal that a person is having, it is having of good, healthy food. And that will be good for him. So Allah give us the proper understanding. But today, following the non-Muslims, almost in everything, their lifestyle, we want to also live it up like them. Everything of ours must be like that. And that is all open destruction. And living like the mu'mineen, like the sahaba, like the awliya, is a simple lifestyle. But there is great, great goodness in there. The outward increase of things is not the real thing. The reality of Allah, that is what will benefit us. May Allah let us understand the Quran, make amal on the Quran, and may Allah accept from us. Subhanallah.
Yeah.